Pastor Luke needs no formal introduction. He has been a man committed to ministry in the best of times and the worst of times. It is an honor to call him a brother in Christ. It is an honor to have to be in partnership with him in ministry in Haiti and other places. And it is an honor to welcome him back to the pulpit here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Let's stretch forth our right hand and say, Lord, bless me through your servant, Pastor Luke Deratus. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Put your hands together, give God a praise offering for Pastor Luke as he comes and blesses us with the word of God.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Open your Bible with me in the book of Exodus, chapter 14. Exodus 14, Genesis, Exodus 14. We will read one verse to save time. Verse 13. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see them again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Amen. You may sit down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We all know the excitement of preparing a trip out of town. Sometimes we spent a lot of hours of packing, checking everything in the house, the appliances, to be sure that nothing is left burning. And sometimes we call our neighbor that they might keep an eye on things while we are away. And sometimes we don't even sleep at night. Ahead are all a part of the anxiety on the eve for departure. And however, this is no way compared to the emotion in the home of the Jewish slaves as they resigned themselves to leave Egypt on their way to the promised land. All day long, their conversation were in whispered and guarded tone. A few moments, a few garments were folded into easy-to-carry bundles. The people have recovered from their painful boil, and the bloody Nile is now pure and undefiled. And Pharaoh has found peace in this favorable turn of events. So as dawn give way to darkness, the palace quietly sleeps with the assurance that all is well. This was not the case in the meager huts of the Israelites. As the full moon casts their her shapeless shadow upon the street of the capital city, the slaves hurriedly prepared for the events that were about to take place. The excitement filled the air. The emancipator snatched away the chains of bondage from his people, and the flight to freedom was underway. And I can say that this was the birth of a new nation. The divine deliverance was not without much drama and uncertainty as they fled from the powerful hand of the Egyptians' army. It was not long before they found themselves at the Red Sea. Never has faith been so thoroughly tested as when the fleeing Israelites found themselves waiting at the water edge. The excitement of escape suddenly turned to fear and doubt as they saw Pharaoh's chariots closing in on them. The alternative had dwindled down to fleeing into the desert and certain death, plunging into the sea, or facing uncertain consequence at the hand of the enemy. It was not easy for them. But the scene at the Red Sea afforded us immeasurable lesson as to what should or should not be our conduct at the water's edge. Beloved, this morning we must assume that water's edge experience lie in wait for most of us. I would venture to say that many have already been there. It is a situation from which there seems to be no escape, no matter which course we take. When the mortgage note is due, the car payment is past due, the cupboard is bare, and you have just lost your job, or have a pink slip to say we no longer can have you here with us. You are, or we are, at the water's edge. Many foolish notions race through your head. Do I lower my self-esteem and become a beggar? Do I go against my upbringing and take that which is belong to someone else? Fortunately, beloved, there is another choice. And the first lesson to be learned at the water's edge can be summed up in three words: do not panic. Do not panic. When one loses hope at life's Red Sea, the first thing is to return to the very thing from which you are trying to escape. And we can see it in the same chapter, verse 10 to 12. Let's read it together. Verse 10 to 12. Pharaoh approached the Israelites. Look up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone and let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Panicking is the first sign of a failing faith. It leads us to reach for a return to the old sinful life from which we have been set free. Broken hearts and conquered addiction are waiting at the water's edge. If you do not keep your hopes alive and your dreams before you in moments of crisis, you will long to return to the brickyards of Pharaoh. Withdrawal pain and peer pressure are a part of the scene at the water's edge. When we are consumed by doubt and fear, it is almost impossible to hear the voice of the Prince of Peace. So rather than panic at the water's edge, wait on the Lord and let Him renew your strength. God does not want us in bondage, and the Red Sea must not be allowed to deny us our freedom. In verse 13 of the same chapter, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand still, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance that the Lord will bring you out today. The Egyptian you see today, you will never see them again. Let the Lord fight your battle for you. Stay still. Beloved, have you been ever wondered why God did not part the water's edge before the Israelites came to the Red Sea? He wanted them to see His deliverance. He wanted them to see His salvation. It was not until the panic has been conquered that they were able to watch a miracle unfolding before their very eyes. Often we are made to wonder why God does not solve our situation before they become problems. Could it be that the Lord is waiting for us to be still and see His saving grace? The first lesson we learn at the water edge is to wait patiently for deliverance. Do not panic. Saul panicked and fell upon his own sword. Judas panicked and ended his life prematurely. What should you and I do in the face of troubles at water's edge? Psalms 46 verse 10 said, be still and know that I am God. Can we say that together? Be still and know that I am God. Can you say it again? Be still and know that I am God. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, be still and know that I am God. Be still, hallelujah, and know that I am God. The second lesson to be learned from the Red Sea is the direction of deliverance. Verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Move on. Move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing lies before them but the sea. And God orders them to go forward, to move on. Be still enough to rescue you or to receive others and wait for wonders to take place. The children of Israel were allowed to go as far as they could on dry land. But now they come to the water's edge. They no doubt thought that Moses would direct them to go to the left or to the right. But he ordered them to go forward. Freedom lies beyond the waters. You wait at the water's edge is over now. Go forward. Beloved in Christ, Christ never give orders without making provision for them to be carried out. Although barriers may buffet our path, if the Lord directs us to move forward, we must advance. There was not a fleet of ship waiting to sail them to safety. No bridge span too deep, and yet they were told to go forward.
Yeah.
We must not hesitate. Once God orders, and beloved, He will make a way. He will not let us wandering. He will make a way. You know, when I think God will make a way somehow, I didn't know Mother Stewart. I didn't know Mother Kaufman. I didn't even know Reverend Woodson. I didn't even know Sister Louise Ramsey. I didn't even know Reverend Armstrong to have me here sharing with you God's word. When God say go, move, we should not stay unmovable. We should move. And God will make a way. If you are standing at the water edge today and trouble threatens your peace of mind, hear anew the word of Moses to the frightening Israelite. Fear ye not. God will make a way. Whatever stand between you and deliverance, it can be moved. God can hold back the waters of hatred, injustice, and malice while you walk through on dry land of peace and joy. Men diseases have been forced to retreat at His coming. And mean men have been quiet as their word.
Yes.
Men has fallen prey to strange kind of slavery, sin, and corruption had become masters under the influence of these twins of deception. Man is under bondage to worldliness. Freedom from sin is the greatest need of our age. How do we find it, brothers and sisters? Stay in the Word.
Yes.
Stay in the Word. Oh, hallelujah. Abide in the Word. Abide in the Word. And moral emancipation can come from but one source, and that source is Jesus, a great deliverer. The Son of God wrapped up His divinity in human flesh and came earthward to set at liberty those who are under bondage. His mission was to rescue the dying and deliver the prisoner. Satan is ordered to get behind us because he is our master no longer. We march to the beat of a new drummer. Our allegiance is to is not to the Garden of Eden, but to Calvary. Where a blood so coarse lifted us from the water's edge and planted our feet on solid ground. On Christ, the solid rock that I stand, a divine leader and emancipator will be sure to bring us at last to the promised land. This morning, we can cry victory. Our word is victory. There is no defeat in Jesus. It's only victory. Even those whose eyes are about to close in death. But we can cry out victory. Victory is ours. Those who may be standing at the water's edge, we fear, stand cheek. Victory through Jesus can be yours, who said in John 16:33, if you have time, you can look at it, but we can have pain for a short time, but victory, gladness will come. Don't worry. God is on our side. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Don't you glad this morning that you have God on your side? I'm glad He is on my side. Our passport to glory is authorized by our God the Father. Our ticket has been bought and paid for. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Oh, hallelujah. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He paid it all. This morning, I don't know where you are standing, but let Jesus fix it. And He will fix it for you. He will fix it for me. He will fix it for all of us who stand on the solid ground. He can divide the troubles of waters of despair and let you march through on dry land. Beloved, you and I can do only one thing this morning. When things does not work out the way we were wish to have them, only believe. Only believe. Hallelujah. Only believe. Only believe. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Deacons, deaconess, clergy, let us extend this invitation to discipleship. How many of you got victory this morning? Believing that the Lord is on your side. Not putting more on you than you can bear. That God can move it, God can fix it, God can regulate it.